I wouldn't say we fell in love right away. I think we were, as they call it in the biz, trauma bonding.
And then after 8 years of being insufferably sober, I started drinking again.
Addicts tend to be rather sensitive people.
Aren't you Marc Maron? I'm like, yeah. And she goes, what happened to you?
Hi, you're listening to Light Hustler, a podcast about addiction recovery, mental illness, sharing your dark to find your light. Today, I have Dr. Josh Lichtman. Oh, by the way, I'm Anna David. If you're new to the podcast, my God, thank you for listening and downloading. If you've listened to the podcast before, my God, thank you for coming back. Anyway, we're here with Dr. Josh Lichtman. He's a board-certified psychiatrist. He's double boarded in addiction medicine and psychiatry. Did I say that? Double boarded?
Double boarded.
That's a terrible use of the English language.
What would make it better?
It would be... I wish you couldn't say boarded, because it sounds like a boarded up house.
It's true.
Like I said it.
Dog.
But I wish, like your dog who should be boarded all the time. I'm so sorry, Hamilton. Anyway.
Whoa.
Josh is here because we are having some fantastic conversations that a psychiatrist, especially one who works in addiction medicine, has such an interesting perspective for me and I think for a lot of you. So... one thing, this is a great one that I've never asked you this. As somebody who consistently lied to every psychiatrist I went to before I was ready to get honest, how can you tell when a patient's lying to you?
I mean, as soon as I get over the fact that you're ripping on my dog, I think I'm pretty good at smelling out when people aren't telling me the truth. I mean, the sad thing is that there's so much lying that I think we see as not only physicians, but specifically in psychiatry, mm-hmm. that, yeah, I mean, I usually can kind of tell right away.
What's a tell?
There are different tells. But I feel like if I give your tells,
yeah,
or if I give your listeners the tells, like I could be kind of...
I think anybody listening to this podcast is probably not lying to their psychiatrist, though I bet some of them have.
Yeah, I'm sure that some of them have. So usually if it's too kind of textbooky, like mm-hmm. if somebody describes their symptoms that sound way too much like the books describe them, mm-hmm. it's often not true because our bodies don't read the books. Mm-hmm. So... you know, if it sounds too good and it's too obvious, like when people come in, you know, commonly I have people that come in looking to get medications for like ADHD, which the treatment are amphetamine stimulants, which are controlled substance. And people clearly have looked at the diagnostic criteria and they come in and they kind of rattle it off to me.
They say like, I can't focus and it's just getting in the way of my life.
Yeah.
And my relationships.
It's, you know, it's as if they looked it up and come and they parrot it back.
Right.
And so if it sounds way too kind of cookbooky, you know, oftentimes, you know, they're not telling the truth and that will come out in other ways.
What about people who are clearly using drugs and that's why they're depressed?
How like, they're not being
okay,
honest?
Like I had a psychiatrist where I was scamming tons of Ambien off of him and I was doing tons of coke, so I was constantly up and down.
Yeah.
I wasn't telling him I was doing those things.
Yeah.
But like somebody is... it just seems depressed in a way that feels chemically induced.
Yeah, I mean, it's tricky because I'll always tell people, like, look, I'm only as good as you will share with me. You know, if you go in there and you don't say anything, I don't know what to do with it. But it's tricky because, again, it's more of an active thing. If you're presenting information in a certain way, then I can tell if you're lying. That sounds really not very scientific, but...
I don't think it is a scientific process.
It's usually in the context of it. Where I'll get an awful lot of people lying is if there's secondary gain.
Right.
Meaning that, you know, we'll go through a whole appointment and something doesn't feel right. And then literally I could be walking them to the door and they'll ask me for time off.
Time off?
Of work.
Oh, because you can sign a form that mm-hmm. says that they need to have a medical leave.
Or commonly what happens, I mean, this is probably one of the most frustrating things as a psychiatrist is people trying to get on disability. Wow. And there's such an abuse of that system. And those people usually can kind of smell it out.
Right.
Because that's their primary goal.
Right.
And it seems to be that the people that really should be on disability, and granted I'm making a generalization, but the people that really should be off of work aren't asking to be off of work.
Right, right.
So there's a lot of that where, again, we would label it a secondary gain.
Right.
That there's a reason why they're seeing a psychiatrist. It's really tricky. You know, there usually tends to be some sort of compromise, you know, like I had somebody who came in the other day who wanted 6 months off, and which was absurd. Mm-hmm. And she didn't want medication, but she wanted 6 months off.
Right.
Which, again, if you're that impaired, you would think that she'd be willing to get any help that you could. Mm-hmm. And I compromised and I gave her a week off.
Right.
Not much. So I gave her something.
Right, right, right.
You know, and told her that, sorry, that just wouldn't be
right
doable.
Right. This is fascinating. So, you guys, if you're going to lie to your psychiatrist, don't go to Dr. Josh Lichtman.
Yeah, don't. Like, I'm totally not cool with liars.
But I do remember Dr. Drew once telling me that, like, he was talking to somebody and he busted out accidentally with, "You're so full of shit."
Oh, yeah.
And he didn't even know. And the guy was like, yeah. Yes, you're right. Yeah. Have you ever confronted somebody have them go, yeah, you're totally right.
Regularly.
Right.
Well, I mean, also working in addiction, you know, where there has to be a lot of kind of subterfuge and, you know, stuff's being hidden. Yeah, I'm regularly will call people out.
I mean, admit
it sometimes work and it sometimes really can offend people, but no, I mean, I regularly will try to call people out on their bullshit.
Yeah, if I was not lying and my psychiatrist called me a liar, I'd be offended.
Yeah, I mean, and then, you know, I'm quick to apologize if I falsely accuse them of lying, but if somebody gets too offended at that, then that's another tell.
It's like,
see? Yeah.
So, you guys, thank you. Josh, thank you. That was fascinating. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening.
I'm going to be nice to my dog now.
You guys, if you met his dog, you would be with me thinking he needed to be boarded.
My dog is smarter than a good percentage of the American population right now.
I actively disagree with that, and he's worse behaved than dogs like a quarter of his age. You guys, you don't need to hear this. We can stop the recording. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, if you like this podcast, I'd be so grateful if you threw a little rating out there on iTunes for it. Help other people find it. Help other people get the help they need. And here's what I'm going to tell you. We all have dark, so we can all share our light. So go out there and hustle, Light Hustler. See you next time.